through the, this passage, what Mark read the Bible today, we need to consider who we are, and then we are who we believe in our life. Yes, I know that Christianity is definitely a blessed life. However, we should realize that sometimes this life can bring adversity and trouble. This continually comes to us in our life pattern. In these passages, there are two men called Paul and Silas who were in adversity and trouble now. They were in prison because if we look at verse 16, even though we didn't read, what happened to them? And when they were going to the place of prayer, they met a slave girl who had an evil spirit, and she earned a lot of money from her masters because she predicted the future. She followed Paul and the rest of them, and the shouting in verse 17 said, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." And in verse 18, he kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At the moment, the Spirit left her. So after Paul healed her, her owners seized Paul and Silas, and they were put into jail because her owners realized that they couldn't get money through her any longer. The reason Paul and Silas were arrested is not because they did any wrong. They did anything wrong, but they were falsely charged. They only evangelized. In a similar way, in our life, sometimes we might get in trouble or we might be mocked by someone because we are Christians. In addition, Christians might be in trouble, in many other troubles, like property damage, health problems, or accidents, or death of our family, and also even this COVID-19 that we might never expected happen to us. But only one thing, we should remember that who we are or who we believe in. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, from 2 and 4, God said to us, "Then when we pass through the waters, he will be with us. And when we pass through the rivers, waters, he will be with us. And when we pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over us. When you walk through the fire, we will not be burned. The flames will not set us ablaze." This verse means that God will be with us all the time, very simply. Because verse says that since we are precious, it means that the verse Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4 says that since we are precious and honored in his sight, and because he loves us, he will give men in exchange for us, and the people in exchange for our lives. God says to us today as well, "I love you. I love you." This is why he will be with us all the time. Let's go back to Acts 16. Even though Paul and Silas were in prison on the first charge, they didn't forget who they were. or in whom they believed, and they didn't get disappointed or regret what they had done before they were trusted. Rather, these are things to them to sing and pray to God. So now, through these passages, what we are able to learn is that we should know two things. Very briefly, I wanted to tell you about two things. Firstly, they praised and prayed to God, not because they expected some miracle, but simply because they believed God was still with them. This faith is what all Christians should have. Because most people who say they are Christians think that if they go to church, believe God, pray to God, good things might come to their life. This isn't real faith. God doesn't want us to have faith in good things. God wants us just to pray to God, pray or live for His glorious name by faith. In Matthew chapter 6, from 31-32, it says, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans were after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Jesus says to us that we should not worry about our life while we live in this world, because as verse 32 says, that our heavenly Father knows all the things we need. Then Jesus goes on to say from verse 33 and 34, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So God really wants us to live seeking His kingdom and His will. Then He will give us everything we need. Paul and then Silas might have been angry at God or might have been upset because of their status now. But they only praised and then prayed to God because of their faith in Him. Because of their faith in Him. So they have got real faith to Jesus Christ, God. So that's the first thing we are able to learn from this passage. Now, second thing we are able to learn through this passage is that we should know that when they praised and prayed, other people's lives were changing. In verse 25, what Mark read for us, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Yes, of course, the Bible doesn't say what happened to the other prisoners, that they listened while Paul and Silas were singing. And that is important because in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says that faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. If Paul and Silas hadn't praised God because they were disappointed, then the other prisoners wouldn't have heard the gospel. Moreover, what Paul and then Silas did eventually, it led to the jailer's believing. Let's have a look from 30 and 31. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And eventually the jailer's family had come to believe in God. As verse 34 said, the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. So if we live a real faith, it might lead to our family or friends, neighbors, and even non-believers having their lives changing. Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 15, and chapter 3, verse 3, Paul suggests that we live as aroma of Christ, or letter from Christ. So now, as a close, sometimes when we might be in trouble or bad things happen to us, especially COVID-19, you might get disappointed and get tired, your feelings not good now, I want to go out and shopping, have a tea or coffee with your friend. But now it's very difficult to do things at the moment. So that's why your feeling, or me, even me, is very disappointed because of COVID-19 at the moment. But rather, we should keep our faith in prayer and recognize that God is with us. I know it's very difficult to keep our faith, even though it's very difficult situation at the moment, and to keep our faith as well. But only one thing we remember, that God is with us all the time. And God knows about our lives, and God will give us everything we need. Do you remember what you just said? Do not worry about our tomorrow. Our Heavenly Father knows everything what we need. That's why we just keep praising and praying to God, live for His glorious name by our faith. So only one thing I want to remember, that God is with us. And God loves you all, and God knows all your life, what you need. So it's really hard to remember what God wants us to have real faith. But we are Christians. I believe you are real Christians. As I said earlier, the real faith, what all Christians should have, even me. Once again, God loves you, God knows you everything, about you everything.